It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. On Prophecy Today weekend, our broadcast partners came to these microphones to help us have understanding of the current events unfolding in our world today, the details behind the headlines that we hear or read. These men do us a great service as we study God's prophetic word to determine where we are on God's timeline for the end of times. Ken Timmerman, for example, he was in Europe and he talked to us about how France did shuttle the Geneva talks about Iran's nuclear program. And we talked about Russia and Egypt in the talks they're having that will provide the Egyptians with all type of Russian armament. David Dolan brought to our attention that Israel is much concerned over the Geneva talks and the deal that has been offered, as well as their concern is also focused on Egypt and the Russian Navy possibly moving into Alexandria as a port for this mighty naval operation. Yoel Karen talked to us about the Islamic radical who is saying that the Temple Mount is a volcano that is about to erupt. Itamar Marcus of Palestinian Media Watch talked about the radical Islamic group in the Gaza Strip, Hamas, calling for all Palestinians to prepare for war. Rob Congdon, he gives us a look at the European Union, and this time we talked about the Eurozone is in very troubling waters. Brandon House came on the broadcast to chat with me on why we must teach our children and our teenagers a biblical worldview. Well, all of these interviews are on our website, prophecytoday.com. You go there to the website, then look for PTRN. Prophecy Today Radio Network, and all of these interviews will be available for you to listen to or re-listen to. Or you can call a friend and tell them they need to go to PTRN and listen to these conversations as well. But let me suggest for sure that you re-listen to the interview I did with Brandon House about teaching children and teenagers God's Word, which will develop a biblical worldview. As you study the Bible, you will recognize that 30% of it is Bible prophecy. Since Bible prophecy is God's plan for the future, you're able to have an understanding of God's worldview for each of us. It's a biblical prophetic worldview that we need to have. Indeed, all of us must get our worldview from the Bible and the prophetic passages of God's Word. In case you're wondering, a worldview explains to us why things are happening in our world today. We look at current events in light of biblical prophecy right here on Prophecy Today. May I remind you that 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15 exhorts each and every one of us to study God's Word in order to be able to show ourselves approved as a good workman, not ashamed, but rightly dividing the Word of God, the Bible. Why study the Bible, you may ask? Well, let me tell you several things. First of all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. That's 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. And God's Word is profitable. It will help you to understand His plan for your life, for this world, and what indeed is going to happen in the future. God's Word is purifying. It gives us correction. It gives us direction. We need to have this, and we need to study God's Word. You know, wise men study God's Word. Daniel, in chapter 10 and verse 12, was visited by the heavenly visitor, Jesus Christ. And the Lord said to Daniel, since you set your heart to understand the times, that's what we do. We set our heart to understand the times in which we are living. In fact, that's exactly what Daniel did. He determined what time in history he was living by studying the book of Jeremiah. Daniel chapter 9 and verse 2 says that for his quiet time, the ancient prophet read from Jeremiah chapter 25 and verse 9 and 29 verse 10, which told him he was living at a time when the Babylonian captivity was over and the Jewish people would return to their homeland, the land of Israel. That was the time in history for Daniel to understand. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 15 says we need to be able to give an answer for the hope that is within us, the hope that Jesus Christ could come at any moment. And one of the best reasons for studying God's prophetic word is found in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 3. He that believes that these things will happen will purify himself. How do you live in purity? You understand God's word. You understand that Jesus Christ could come at any moment, and you live in light of that truth. We must teach other people as well. We must teach them what the word of God has to say. Remember, 1 Peter 3:15, give an answer of the hope you have within yourself. 1 Peter chapter 5 verses 1 to 4 says that we can, if we will build the body of Christ, receive a crown of glory. We must teach all people the prophetic scenario found in God's word to help them understand the times in which they are living. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 4 talks about fathers who are filled with the Spirit of God and the Word of God. They will bring up their children in the things of God. This is very important for us. We need to teach His Word. We need to help them understand His plan for godly living. And we need to be able to present to them His plan for the future. This will help our children. This will help our friends. This will help our business associates. This will help our school buddies. And it will help all of us to live in light of the soon coming of Jesus Christ. 30% of God's word is focused on Bible prophecy. You need, when you're going to develop a world view, to study God's word. But then you'll have to study God's prophetic word, which will help you to understand the times in which we are living. And of course, if you're going to study Bible prophecy, you'll realize that what we've talked about on this program today is actually setting the stage for God's prophetic plan for the future to be fulfilled. The next event to happen in God's plan is the rapture of the church. When Jesus shouts, the archangel shouts, the trump of God sounds, and we're caught up to be with Him. That's found in God's Word, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 to 18. And by the way, that rapture that we are talking about could happen at any moment. And when I say any moment, that could mean today. We could hear that shout 1 minute from now. In fact, everything in this world is pointing to the fact that Jesus could shout and call us up to be with Him. And having said that, nothing left for me to say, except let's keep looking up until...